I think every campaign is always about the message that you're bringing to the people. This campaign has been very much about which one of these men would be fighting for middle-class Americans, restoring their sense of security, building an economy from the middle out, not the top down. And I think that carries through to Election Day. But obviously, in the last 24 hours, your ability to get your voters to the polls, which we've been doing in a great way, it's already being seen in the early vote counts, you have to bring it home on Election Day.
And what kind of impact would you say that the superstorm that Sandy has had on turnout? I was reading that it's possible in some densely populated areas along the eastern seaboard, people may not come out to vote.
Well, you know, I think we'll only be able to see that afterwards. The states that have been hit most hardest by the storm were New Jersey, New York, states that have been bedrock Democratic states for quite some time. Some of the states along coastal areas were not hit as badly as expected. Florida, North Carolina, there was some in Virginia. The evidence of early vote in Florida, as you've seen, lines all weekend, people standing in line in some cases 7 hours to vote early, have been extraordinary. So I think this is a highly engaged electorate. I think people know the stakes are very high, that this is a make-or-break moment for America's middle class, and that we need to continue to keep moving the country forward and not take it back to the same policies that caused the crisis in the first place. So I think we're going to see a pretty good turnout on Tuesday.
But I suppose if there is a drop in those bedrock Democratic states on the eastern seaboard, that could have an impact on the popular vote. And one scenario that some people are talking about is that Barack Obama triumphs in the Electoral College but loses in the popular vote.
I think, look, there's a lot of speculation about that. I think that we have a system here that's worked for several hundred years in terms of the electoral vote, and whether either candidate here ekes out a win in the popular vote is going to be less closely watched on election night than who gets the 270 electoral votes. I think whatever decreases we would see in the northeastern states that are Democratic and have been hit hard will not be the ultimate decider in the popular vote.
Now, you're in Chicago, President Obama's home city, of course. That's where he's heading tonight. What do you think his mood is?
Well, I haven't seen him since the last debate, but I talked to David Axelrod a couple of times a day. He's been, I think he's feeling pretty good. We were getting great crowds. We had 25,000 people in Florida yesterday, 14,000 people in New Hampshire, the biggest rally, I'm told, of any political rally in the history of the state of New Hampshire. And a lot of enthusiasm out there. And, you know, I know the president feels strongly that this election is going to very much determine the future of the country, and feels that there is a lot at stake because we've come out of a very difficult period.
Robert,
created 5 million jobs, which some of those folks seem to not realize on the Republican side or don't want to admit it. And we've been on an upward trend, and we need to build on that progress. So I think he's feeling very good about where we are right now.